happened to tonight's planning committee meeting. Monday, the 19th of August 2019 at 6 p.m. in the Exeter Town Hall. Received apologies for absence from Councillor Tim Dumper and Councillor John Humphreys. Now this evening I have to leave the meeting at about 6:45 due to a personal appointment, so I think therefore I need a deputy chairman because it may not be finished by the conclusion at 6:45. So Cherry has been on this committee for a substantial amount of time on planning. Would everybody be happy?
Agreed.
You happy? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You happy with that, Jim? Thank you very much. Now move to the public speaking part of the agenda. Will you receive representations ahead of any discussion? We have one item which County Councillor Richard Scott wishes to speak on, which is 19 of 1753 Major Bull Sam Funhouse and Andrews Road, Imperial Road. Demolition of existing building and construction of certified apartments on the upper floor, cafe bar, restaurant, and youth centre on the ground floor, associated parking, cycle, and bin store provisions. Are members happy that they take this as the first item on the agenda this evening?
Yeah.
Thank you. As members are aware, representations may take up to 3 minutes. I'll ask the speaker if they are objecting or if they're supporting the application. They could preference their remarks. I would be grateful as we have a note on here at the present time. And as we have only one speaker this evening, we don't need to make sure the secretary has the words. So I'll ask Councillor Richard Scott now to address the members of the committee, please.
Thank you very much. I asked to speak to you tonight to ask you to come to a few points in your deliberations and decision making. In relation to your request, whether either for or against the application, that's for you to decide. This application directly involves DCC's interest. Part of the site is owned by DCC and a commissioned service moves from it. There is also, in our view, a traffic and pedestrian issue which directly impacts on the highway. DCC own a small part of the overall building and operate a new service from it called the Hive. Currently, services are out of tender to find a provider for the next 5 years. The developer has been in contact with officers at Devon County Council, and the contract that gets signed with the chosen provider of the commissioned service will be written to allow future flexibility in decision making. However, in regards to this fact, I would ask this committee if it considers the proposal to mix use service in with the new business and residential footprint would be appropriate. Would it suit the residents in a proposed new development, and overall would it allow for the same freedom of expression provided in the current arrangement? Music is a large part of the activity at the Hive, producing, playing, practice. What would the likely impacts of this activity be, or sorry, this planned application be on this activity? Would the new residential premises expect this sort of activity? Would there be pressure to reduce or stop it? Regards to this consideration, I am asking for Jeff and I will still ultimately play a very large role in the decision about the future arrangement, reference the Hive and the ownership. I would also ask that you consider traffic and parking arrangements relating to this proposal. There is little to none on-street parking available in St. Andrews for residents, nor Imperial Road. We would not support a change in this disposition. We would also invite this committee to consider the requirements for crossings on Imperial Road. Is there a need? Would this development add to that need? Your neighbourhood plans and aspirations to pedestrianise large parts of the centre of Exmouth, and St Andrews would be somewhere I would expect to see as part of this aspiration. How would the proposal fit with that aspiration, and in particular to parking? There is also minor gardens to consider the activity that takes place in those gardens. The application before you is very simple with inbuilt complexities. My expectation is the developers need to demonstrate to Jeff and I some very robust guarantees on the future of the DCC commissioned service and also safeguarding before we would support the inclusion of the property in this development. As stated, we are neither for or against an application, but we invite you to consider strongly the points we have discussed. That's good timing.
Did you want to talk to Jeff or? So this is in respect of planning application 19 of the 1753 Major Hall, Sam's Funhouse, Andrews Road, Imperial Road. Demolition of existing buildings and construction of 35 apartments on the upper floor, cafe, bar, restaurant and youth centre on the ground floor with associated parking, cycle and bin store provision. We do have comments from statutory consultees and views of representations, which I've asked Sue if she will just summarise for you.
Yes, in Councillor Tim Danforth's absence, he considers this proposal overdevelopment. He states that there are too many apartments. South West Water have no objection subject to details of surface water draining being submitted for approval. Whilst it is accepted that the existing building drains their roof water to public sewer, they expect to see attenuation to provide a betterment over the existing arrangement, and no building or structure will be permitted within 3 metres of the public sewers. To date, we've had 4 representations, objections on the grounds of loss of a family attraction and community space, inadequate parking provision, and that there are too many apartments for the area. Thank you.
Thank you. I'd also inform members that obviously with regard to the neighbourhood plan, we also need to take into consideration with new developments whether it does in fact complement the current street scene or whether it is other than that. Also, although it's not clear on here, it is in a conservation area and therefore we will need a conservation officer's report, which we don't have to date.
Can I just declare an interest as well, because I do play music quite regularly in the two pubs that are part of this site.
Yes.
As part of that, and I realise they're not valid planning sort of reasons, but I must echo the voices of the mums and musicians who contacted me saying it would be a sad loss for the music venue to disappear. And but you know, especially Sam's Funhouse, which on a rainy day is the only real option for a lot of people to keep the kids amused. I agree with Councillor Dunfer. I think 35 apartments is far too many, and you know, in terms of parking and the infrastructure that you need. I question how many of the properties would be affordable, which is what we really, really want. And yeah, I mean, you had a recent experience in Newton Poppleford where there was a development and a promise of building a doctor's surgery that then didn't happen. There would need to be, you know, if sort of all the reasons outlined earlier on were, you know, sort of all the conditions and would people be accepting of noise and all that, if all of that was sorted, then I would still be concerned that the developers wouldn't necessarily sort of follow through and provide the facilities that the hype would need. So I'm minded to reject it.
Thank you. Just propose your refusal. Have anybody else wishing to speak? Councillor Bailey.
Thank you. I have every sympathy with what Councillor Scott says, and I can support a lot of what he says. However, they're not only filing planning reasons why we should turn it down, and this is what we're here to discuss. We're not here to discuss whether Devon County is still going to get a place on the site. Important though it is, we have to look at this as planning reasons why we should or should not support it. And I quite often, I declare an interest, I go to Sam's House quite a lot with my grandchildren on a rainy day. And it's very, very noisy, but it's good fun and they enjoy it. But as Joe said, there's no rocks to go. Well, there is, there's the one on the seabed, but that's by the way. But we can't determine for aspirations that we'd like to use. This is purely down to the owner of the site. And us in East Devon District Council, we have to go by established rules and regulations which we have to work within. And I appreciate what Richard said, but I don't think they actually come under those established rules and regulations. Thank you very much.
Councillor Toy.
It's a heritage sort of area of the town that hardly fits in with that particular consideration. The fact that they say that there are irregular buildings of different designs and structures is part, I think, of the charm of a heritage area anyway. But this is five stories high. This is massive. It's going to completely dominate that part of the world. We've got another high building just around the corner in Manchester Square. That's going to be the same sort of height as well. And the car park, walked into the car park, I doubt whether there's room for 35 cars. And if you did stuff 35 cars in there, there'd be no way where you could turn the car to turn it round to get out again. So I think that there's too many flats with parking spaces. I suppose you could get away with it by using some of the ground floor for parking, as is done in Manchester House. That would get rid of some of the parking problems. Another dismissive statement I think they made is that they're prepared to consult with the public. Presumably this will be after determination. Well, if you're going to consult, you've got to consult before determination, not afterwards. So that's a bit of a dismissive statement anyway. I just think it's too massive, too big for that particular part of the world. And you've got so many flats and bedsits up and down in that part of the road, just more of them. This is quite unbelievable. The fact also, heads of terms state that 25% will be for affordable housing, but it does say that that's due to discussion after agreement, so that's not necessarily binding either. So there are too many question marks about this one. I'm not very happy with it.
Thank you. Nice colours.
Yeah, I think it states that they're going to provide 25 parking spaces for the 35 apartments. Over there, there's 2 3-bedroom apartments, 18 2-bedroom apartments, and 15 1-bedroom apartments. If the 3-bedroom apartments have 2 cars, if the 2-bedroom apartments also have 2 cars, in the 1-bedroom apartment, they have a single car. That brings you to 55 cars. So there's not adequate parking for the number of apartments. I also think there's going to be future conflict between the residents and the youth centre. It's not going to be a good mix with people, especially when young children can't get sleep. Music coming from the youth centre, I think that's conflict waiting to happen. I think it's just too big for that area. It's just, no, I don't like it.
Thank you.
Councillor
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, I think the plan for this development falls within the boundary plan for the area, not for threats, but in terms of development for residential use. And I think I read that in the planning statement. So it appears to fall within the requirement. I do question whether it's a viable option with 35 units, and as Councillor Tyson said, if we're going to create all these apartments and people are going to have cars, where we've had this before discussed with like houses and rentals for occupancy in Morton Road, where's all the cars going to go? The site itself has seen many changes. I mean, I remember my first time, my sports judo career as an 11-year-old at the leisure centre, so I do remember it very well. And before it was Samantha's, it was a bowling alley with a little disco down the side. So it's seen many uses. It's then converted to a nightclub, and now we've seen it as 2 licensed premises and a family sort of environment in terms of the funhouse. That said, if the owner of that site considers it's no longer viable for them to operate that type of business and wish to change to developing into a residential area, then that's for them to decide whether it's a viable proposition and bring it to the planning authority to decide whether it should go ahead or not. And I think personally, on a personal level, I actually feel that there is still the need for keep constantly getting told there is a need for low cost housing for young people in the town, and I think a revised development may sort of be better than 35 units. I mean, we saw the Sailor's Rest disappear
to residential, which is right across the road. So it's not as if there hasn't been precedence in that area before. And that's my comment.
Thank you. Councillor Nicholson,
isn't
it?
Ian, writing to apply for apartments, finding what to build, but I don't think that's the area for it. The roads are quite small, and the oldest building cars will be out on the roads. But apart from that, Tommy Tucker's still hasn't even had any inquiries. Well, they've had inquiries, but they've still replied. They might get more people to look favourably on it, providing it's within the conservation, if they try to have apartments that are for people that are just starting out. You know, not necessarily affordable ones, but rental ones, for them to give them a boost up the ladder. But 35 is just way old. The first thing that Maddie would say was, what about the sewers? Because you're suddenly going to cram 35 households in, well, okay, so it's a fairly large plot, but that's not the point. And as everybody else has said, the Hive is down below, and I can probably think that after they've converted it, it would be a room to let for almost anything. It won't be just purely for the youth club, because as you say, it's mostly music-based, and the apartments above it will start complaining. That and the other people like that here themselves.
Thank you. Councillor Bailey, you need to come back.
Thank you very much. I've listened to the arguments for and against. I feel I've come down against it. It's obviously a river. What Councillor Nicholas said is quite true. But having said that, it's all about money. And I can't see that anyone is going to be that generous. It's very unusual if they're going to be that generous. It's a wonderful aspirational thing, but there's no way of enforcing it. So I'd come down at the overdevelopment site. The parking is obviously, as Frank said, it's not sufficient. And looking at that, it is, going back to an old TV series, definitely a blot on the landscape. It's going to overshadow most of Victoria Road and St Andrews Road and part of the town centre. It's just way too much. It reminds me of the hotel on the way to Wales, which is up on the top of the cliff, everybody knows it. Mm-hmm. That's what it looks like to me. So I would propose refusal, Jo.
Okay, fine. Well, I've got a proposal from Joe Woodley for refusal, and you're obviously happy to second that, Brian. The proposal is seconded for refusal on the basis that the proposal is overdevelopment due to mass and scale. We also have got the parking situation, and we can actually say that concerning affordable housing, because that is part of the neighbourhood plan, we have to ensure that it's a balanced development in town, we ensure that we have balanced development in the town. And also, it is in a conservation area, we haven't as yet got a conservation officer's report. So all those in favour of refusal? Those against? Anybody abstaining? That's refused, thank you. Go back to the agenda. The minutes of the meeting held on the 5th of August 2019 have been circulated. Is it your wish to sign them to true record of the last meeting? Agreed?
Yeah.
Thank you. Declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensations, other than the one that Joe's already made, are there any other declarations of interest that need to be made on with regards to the last meeting? Councillor Nicholas?
Interested in, you've got a planning application on Ivygill, and on Ivygill.
Thank you.
Councillor Cahill. 226 Exeter Road, the applicants are moved.
Thank you. Thank you. No items of business. Now move to determine applications under delegated powers. Firstly, Little and Ward, 19, would be 14593 application, flat 4, Woodbury House, 83 Salisbury Road, T1, Cooper's. Crown raised up to 5.5 metres over highway, crown raised over garden up to 4.5 metres,
grant in by 20%, crown reduced branches on southern and eastern sides by approximately 2 metres, cutting second and third order branches to suitable pruning points with no cuts larger than 75 millimetres. Crown reduced height of tree by 2 metres to leave a tree height of approximately 11 metres. We have received the tree officer's report, which I'll ask Sue to summarise, but that's quite long too.
Yeah. Yes, but at least mine's in English. Yes, the tree officer reports that this large maturing Monterey cypress is growing to the rear of a recent Woodbury Court development. Seen from Salterton Road and Walnut Grove, it is considered to make a positive contribution to the amenity of the area. In basic terms, the proposal is to remove the lower branches, reduce the height, prune back the south and eastern crown aspects, and thin the remaining tree crown. However, these works have the potential to be detrimental to the amenity and physiological condition of the tree. At this time, the crown reduction height and crown thinning appear unnecessary to manage the tree and should be refused. The crown lift would go some way to address the stated reasons for the works. So recommendation from tree officers for a split decision. Approval to crown raise up to 5.5 metres over the highway and to crown raise over the garden up to 4.5 metres. But refusal to crown thin by 20%, crown reduced branch on southern and eastern side by 2 metres, cutting second and third order branches to suitable pruning points with cuts larger than 75 millimetre and crown reduced height by 2 metres to leave a height of 11 metres. The only approval that he wishes to support is to crown raise over the highway and the garden. Thank you.
Councillor Rosser.
I accept the officer's report and recommend that we follow his recommendation.
Thank you. Councillor Bailey.
Thank you.
So proposed and seconded for a split decision as laid out by the planning clerk. The approval is to a crown raise up to 5.5 metres over highway and crown raise over garden up to 4.45. Refusal of the other items in line with the tree officer's report. All those in favour? Thank you. Next application is 19 of the 1255 tree application, flat 16, Mare Bay Court, 12 Douglas Avenue, T1 Holmoke, Recollard. We have received the tree officer's report, which I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, this is a mature holm oak growing to the north of the public open space of the mare. The tree is easily visible to the public, growing out over the adjacent footpath. Historically heavily cut back, a new crown has been allowed to establish. The principle of ongoing management is thus considered necessary. However, the tree immediately to the north has recently been pollarded, and the proposed pollarding would create a hole in the line of trees growing on the old cliff line. This would be detrimental to the amenity and character of the area. So the tree officer recommends refusal at this point in time, but notes that an application for crown management could be considered in the future once the adjacent tree has had the opportunity to regrow. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Bailey.
Thank you, Chair. Once again, I think we should go with the officer's recommendation on refusal.
Thank you. Councillor
Rosser. I'll second that.
Thank you. The proposal is seconded. Now the tree officer's report. All those in favour? Against? Now move to consider the planning application. Brixington, 19 of the 1655 Full, 97 Ivydale, construction two-story extension. We have no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Nicholas, do you start?
Yeah. Well, I'm not going tonight and I'm having another look at it. It's right at the end, next to the playground, children's playground, so really interesting, it's not overlooking anything, but that's on that cross. However, they have at the moment got a washing line, whirly-gig thing.
to put the two-storey extension and also a, well, anyway, the child's jump up your own thing.
Trampoline,
that's it, a big one. But they take up all the room. And at the back of the houses, which go on to the hedge that is belonging to the house, they aren't very wide at the back. You've only got like a lot extra large path to go down the back of the house. I think it's going to be over. It's the house. You flipped it.
Yeah. Put location back on, Ross. Please.
You go back to
the other way. Location plan.
Which one do you want?
Location plan.
The one before that.
That's it.
It's that one right in the corner. You see where the, that's it. Well, it looks large there, but when they want to build the high manor, they want to build the extension, not to fill that piece in, but another piece on the side. And I just think it's going to take up most of the plot.
Okay. So you propose a refusal?
Yeah.
That's Kega.
Thank you, Chair. Have we had any sort of local comment from local neighbours?
No, it's no neighbours really, it's next to the play area.
Yeah. You're right, they won't be able to run, but I'm just concerned about the site, you know, the extra bit.
I thought I saw something with the...
I mean, looking at the drawing and looking at the plan, I mean, it looks as if it...
It will fit. But you only have a bathroom.
But then, you know, I know what you're saying about having their own children's play stuff in there, but perhaps they would consider that already.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's right in that cul-de-sac, isn't it? So it's the last property.
You know, what it goes on, that's the pulling for the cars to turn around, but you've got the children's playground is on next to it. But at the bottom we've got more houses.
Yeah,
well, so they're not going to be overlooking anybody, I fully agree on that.
So it's not an impact on any neighbours there, no. It's just, I'm minded to actually approve.
That's a comment.
Yeah, I think I had a look at it, I didn't see any the problems with it. It's not that's going to overlook anybody else. I can see it's obviously going strict the garden, but I imagine that's the busy for the people who live there more than everybody else. So I'll not object to it.
So we've got a proposal for refusal. Is there anyone to second the refusal? No, it's a proposal to approve, I presume. Yeah, you've seconded and approved. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour of approval? Any against? Abstentions? Thank you, so that's approved. Next application is 19 at 1476 Bull, 19 Marcus Road. Construction of two-storey rear extension and remodelling of rear garden to create extended level area by the installation of gabion basket retaining walls. There are no comments from statutory consultees and there's no representations. Councillor Cago.
Once again, can you bring up the drawing, is it?
Which one? That's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Can you look at the location?
Location.
It's on the corner there.
Assuming that the shaded area is the
retaining wall. The shading area, that's the retaining
and the extension
wall,
the
new retaining wall where they're having the gabion basket retaining walls.
Right.
And that other part is the extension.
Yeah.
That little square.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's
been
no. No. It looks quite a small rear extension.
There's no objections and there's...
I think he wants to use it as a study or something.
Yeah. I don't see any objection.
Could I just say something?
Yeah, I was just going to ask Andrew next, and then I'll just take the turn to you. Councillor Coleman.
No objection, it's dictated that the text not very big extension, and does not overlook, again, no sort of look at that impact on neighbours, so.
Yeah. Councillor Nicholas?
Well, they were talking about trees, they had, I think this was one with the tree officer, not our tree officer, but there was a tree report, yeah.
Yeah. Well, when I walked down the lane at the back, it's there. There are signs up saying that East Devon were going to do another work. It's quite steep, and it looks like it's fallen away there.
That's why they were taking, oh, you imagine that's why they're getting it from the holes.
Yeah, that is why they would want it. But it says work was going to start in Easter. Now I'm wondering whether, if they're working on it, supposedly, and they come along after they've built these gabions, or whatever work they do at the back, as they're doing it, the rest of it will come down.
Yeah. That isn't a planning matter, actually. That would be a civil matter for the person who owns the property to go to East Devon, but it's not actually a planning matter. I mean, if it's his land, and it, you know, obviously he wants to protect it by putting up these gabion retaining walls.
Yes.
It shouldn't actually interfere with the bank that they're doing, because the gabion wall would be at the back.
Well,
so I presume he's concerned.
Well, my concern is that if he's done the two of them along now, but I mean, a bit late, Easter.
Well, we can make a note. I think if we've got a proposal sector for approval, but if we ask Sue just to put a note to East Devon District Council that he's noticed that there is, it states his work, you know, then they can follow that up.
Okay.
It's also about new trees in there, isn't it?
Yeah. So they might have done some work. So proposal sector for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Next application is 14164, 41 Winston Road, retention of raised deck. This is amended plan to show the reduction of decking in the elevation of the plan. We do have our comments from the previous town council meeting on the 8th of December 2019, and one representation, Charles, Sue, to summarise both for you.
Yes, just as a reminder, on the 8th of July we objected to this application. And said that should the local planning authority be minded to approve the application, members recommended that the enforcement officer make a site visit. There was concern over the safety of the structure. It was actually a retrospective application, and I think everybody thought it was a bit precarious. And then there was one representation in respect to the original application who objected on grounds of privacy. Thank you.
Councillor Coleman?
Yeah, I think it's simply two neighbours. I think at the end of the day, is it going to be our own neighbours happy with what we've got?
We've got one representation in respect to the original application, but we haven't got any representations concerning the reduction of decking.
It's interesting to know what the neighbour is at now, happy or still opposing. Mm-hmm. It looks okay as far as I can see. I'm not seeing any big problems with it, but obviously somebody feels it's something overlooked.
Councillor Nicholas, have you got any?
Well, it looked pretty ramshackle before.
Yeah.
Have you got photos of what they've done to it?
No, they've taken down the decking where the neighbour was concerned about the privacy.
Yeah, lower level.
So that's
did somebody go and have a look at it from East Devon?
I've no idea.
They've just come back with a reduction in the height of the decking, so it's going to have to be amended to what they have, because it wasn't, as Sue said, it was retrospective, and we were concerned about the structure.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got to do something to reduce it.
Councillor Kay Gill, have you got anything before I move on?
Yeah, I mean to say that if they've been spoke to by the planning office and made taking steps to sort of make amendments to the original retrospective planning application, then they're going the right way forward. And, I would say if they're doing what they've been asked to do, then that's probably okay.
Yeah, they've reduced it. They've reduced the deck
anyway.
Yeah.
I would propose accepting.
Okay. Councillor Rosser.
We're struggling to read the height of the fence. Is it 1.9 metres?
1.95, yeah.
Yeah, in which case, yeah, I agree. It's not going to invoke the criticism.
So proposed and seconded for approval of the amended plan. All those in favour? Any against? No, thank you. Next application is 19B1565 Full, 30 Langstone Drive, attention of decking. This is another retrospective planning application. There are no comments from statutory consultees and there's no representation. Councillor Nicholas?
I didn't know what to see in this one.
Right, the corner. Yeah. I know where it is. Hmm. Sorry. Random.
So they've got a massive back garden.
Yeah.
And they just want to put a small bit of decking in the garden. That's why there's in fact retrospective applications.
Yeah.
And you haven't got any complaints?
No,
I don't think you'll probably see them.
No. Okay. That's a common thing.
I'm happy with this on the subject. I'd like to see the reason why it's a subject to it.
So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Now move to Halston Ward. Application 19B1686 Full, Tools, Little Mead Lane. Raising of ridge, hip to gable enlargements, two-storey side extension, porch to front, first floor, side fencing windows, facing windows, provision of render, clad finish, detached garage and patio. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Toy?
Yes, most of this has already been approved, by the way, so this is only what the only difference is the extension to the side is a little bit more than it would be under the original application. So they're only increasing the footprint of that whole site by a very small amount. There's certainly no overlooking problems at all. You know, it's a large plot, so there's no problem about overdevelopment. And the fact that they're going to do something about getting out of that driveway is quite important, because at the moment, because the high curb is built opposite, it's difficult to turn a car when you're coming out. So they're going to give a better sweep than coming out onto the ground. So that's a big improvement about access. So. I've got no. If you wanted to, you could create a turning circle within the front garden if you wanted to, so there wouldn't be any great problem about that either. Access is already there because it's accepted, so to improve the access would be a good thing. So I don't have it. The front elevation is going to look almost exactly the same as next door, so the street view would be similar. The same. But anyway, you can hardly see it from the street anyway, of its elevation, so I've got no problems with that at all. I would recommend approval.
I'm happy to second that. Councillor Cullis?
Really, likewise, I think he's taken his ideas from next door.
Yeah.
But what I did see is he's planning to put a garage or something in there as well, with a 34, because there's a big ash which is in the other wrong, and the garage could be have some effect onto the trees over the county area or something, but there's no report from the tree surgeon yet to say if that's a good idea or not.
The tree is actually on the there's a small lane to the side, the tree's on the other side of the lane.
I was going
to
say, I didn't see a problem with the tree when I went and visited. I don't think Brian did. Did you, Brian, when you went? Because I didn't see a problem with the tree.
It's a big tree, but
it wasn't affected by the where it was marked out.
He did say that a sewer pipe had been laid along the lane, and that the roots would have interfered with that if there had been a problem. So his garage could be a lot further away from that.
From reading it, I think he mentions that he's going to have some sort of floating floor in his garage because of this tree.
Yeah. But I agree with Councillor Toy, they have done a lot of work on sewers down there, and certainly, you know, if anything would have risen, it would have done. But I mean, as far as I can see from the report I've seen and speaking to the local people, it appeared he'd done everything he could to alleviate the problem with the tree, which actually I thought was a benefit to what we usually get.
He doesn't like it.
So I'm happy to support.
The other thing was that he said that most of the rainwater drains into the public sewer, and there was a way that he could put most of it into the public sewer, most of it into soakaways. I suggest that all of it goes into soakaway.
Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Yes. Thank you. Next application is 19/16674, 226 Exeter Road. Construction of single storey rear extension and double storey side extension, provision of cladding to first floor. This is the revised scheme to 18/21984. Got comments. Councillor Paul Miller supports the proposal. The Town Council had no objection to the original application in 2018. We've had no representations. I don't see a particular problem with this because of where 226 is, but Councillor Toy, have you got any problem with this?
Yes, again, they've got one problem. I thought was if you're extending to the side would cause a problem of access to the back, but you can have a gate to the back so you can go down the pavement, so there'll be adequate access to the back garden for emergency services. Some of the roof alterations that they're not going to do because they can't afford it at the moment. But that's been approved anyway. So again, this is a lot of it's been approved already. So I don't see any problem. The neighbours are very happy. So I would recommend approval.
Thank you. Second. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Now move to Lipland Ward, application 19/17104, flat 2, 1 Cypress Road, replacement of the ag building. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Rosser?
Yes, as far as I can see, this is replacing the shed with a log cabin, which is about 8 foot by 12 foot in area. So it's hidden by a hedge. I recommend approval.
Thank you. Councillor Bailey?
No objections, Chair.
Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Next application is 19/16334, 108 Litland Road. Replacement of garage with single storey annex extension. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Bailey?
I can't see any problem with this at all, Chair. Doesn't seem to be overlooking anything. So it should be fine.
Councillor Rosser?
Yes, so I think the extension is an improvement in appearance on the existing garage. There's adequate parking in front of the building, so I would second the suggestion for approval.
Thank you. Councillor Cullis?
Yeah, second. Councillor Rosser, I've made a note on that, not the most attractive garage approved.
Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Now I'm going to have to leave the meeting and I'll stop there because you can start with the town if you would. Just like to add a comment from Councillor Tim Demper.
He said he cannot approve of this site being used as a care home, as he opposed the unapproved extensions previously, and queried the estate agent's details when it was marketed as a possibly a care home. Without success, may I add. He believes it is in completely the wrong position, on a main road, very near shops, church, etc., without any realistic parking needed by those likely to be significantly disabled. And a comment from Environmental Health, they have no comment to make. Thank you.
I can only agree with what Councillor Dunfer says. This seems a really strange place for a care home to me. So I would be minded to reject it.
Yeah, just observed on the front page. I mean, might be a small point. It's got full on the thing there, and then it's got COU on the arm. Mm. So is there some sort of error here? Or?
I think there's an error from the person who's written on the photo.
Okay, but I would like to add in that I also agree with Councillor Dunn. I think it's totally the wrong place for a residential care. In fact, it was a residential house. It was done up by builders, and one always assumed that it was going to be done up to be a residential house, not care. But it's entirely wrong place for care, my view.
The last time it came in front of us, I can't ever remember it coming to us as a care home, but previously it was. House and multiple occupants.
Well, that's a possible.
A possible, yes, I know, but that's what they were originally starting with. Yeah. Refusal? Anybody second the refusal?
Yeah, I thought Fred did.
We got Fred.
Wrong location for noise. Okay. Just so it's in the wrong location and what Councillor Dumpus stated.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still requiring it's 19/1323/4. Anyway. Right, I've just been corrected. Apparently we didn't take a vote on it. Yeah. Approval?
Abstention?
You're abstaining.
Yeah.
Okay. 19/1323/4, Mansfield Victoria Road. Construction of a single story extension. Comments? Councillor Dunfer has no objection, as there are many extensions like this in the area. Have you got any other?
No representation.
Yeah, I'll be minded to agree. There's lots of answers about it.
Second. Is there a second move for that? We vote for approval.
Yes.
Councillor Ross.
I blinked.
And the next one is 19/1079. Residential reserve matters. application for the installation of flood walls and gates and associated landscaping for the flood defence works and Alexander Terrace Junction, seeking approval for access, appearance, landscaping, layout and scale, pursuant to hybrid planning permission. And that is the junction between Alexander Terrace and the Esplanade. Have you got objections?
Just to say that we are considering tonight the amended plans, which is the revised flood risk assessment. Councillor Dunfer has made a comment. He states that many discussions are still to come about this scheme, as we see several comments from statutory consultees that need resolving before the whole scheme goes through. However, the principle is fine, subject to satisfactory resolution of all issues. We have today had a response from Environment Agency that state, after reviewing the revised flood risk assessment, particularly Appendix A to Area C drainage calculation, they now have no objection. Thank you.
I must admit I'm struggling to get my head around all of this because this is quite a long running thing that I know Tim's been dealing with for quite some time. I'd be minded to follow what he says at this point, whatever that means in this case.
Thanks, Chairman. I think Councillor Dunn's right, because if it's gone out to consultation, there's lots of consultees coming back to consult on the various matters that are going forward. I would sort of request that we sort of delay making the decision until we get the final detail from all the consultees.
It is just the flood risk assessment we are considering, which has been responded to by the Environment Agency. So.
They're the only consultee, are they?
No, but that they've asked for a revised flood risk assessment, which is what's been provided.
Right. I've just got the impression from what was said about Councillor Dunbury, he was waiting for some more consultees to come back.
Yeah, but he's been in Germany for the last 6 days, so he won't know.
Okay, so that was up to date information. On that count, then I'm quite happy to go.
Our country
won't
have
done
it, will we?
Councillor Bailey?
Thank you, Chair. We've seen what the intention is. Some time ago, maybe 6 or 8 months ago, a presentation was given to us by the Environment Agency, and I think we would be minded to approve this because it's a very specialist subject of which they are far in advanced knowledge that we will ever have, no disrespect to anyone in the room, myself included. So I think we ought to go with this because it's essential to the plot. Because if this isn't done, then half that's a full flow. So I think we've got to approve it. I recommend approval on that case.
Yeah, I mean, the need for it, this is a technical matter, which I think is beyond our qualifications anyway, and as it's only reserved matters, we have got a chance, if we don't like the look of it or something like that, we've got a chance to turn it around at that point, so at the moment I've got no problem about approving it.
Well, the Environment Agency are happy with it, so that is the main thing for the flood risk assessment, so I think... Do I propose it to accept it?
Oh, yeah, I propose. That's it.
Any question on the second one? And that means... Okay. Yeah. And take a vote for approving this. And the next one, we're now in Riverton Valley, and it's 19/173/4, 14 Hadrian's Way, construction of a single-storey rear extension and associated deck area with storage below.
it's going to be the same footprint as our existing conservatory there, so I would recommend approval for it.
Okay. Do I have a second of that? Councillor Cable? Did you want to speak, Brian?
No, that's fine.
Okay. Right. Can I have a vote, please, on approving? /13/1376/4, 25 Avondale Road, amending plans for consultation, alterations to fencing and privacy screen, and north elevation of decking.
I'll do the comments. Just a reminder that the Town Council, when we met on the 8th of July, we objected on the grounds of overlooking neighbouring property and therefore considered this application to be contrary to the local plan policy D1. We've had one representation in respect of the amended plans. They're concerned about the lack of detail relating to the trellis that would sit on the top of the fence on the north side elevation. They say the solid part of the fence should be a lot taller than the 1.25 metres, that the structure remains overbearing. The total height of the structure, including fencing, is more than double the height of a standard 6-foot fence. By relocating the decking fence, previously suggested 1 metre back from the decking edge, it would reduce the overbearing impact of the structure and allow a 45 degree sight line over the structure. And there were two representations against the original application and one in support. Thank you.
Right.
Yeah, I've been to the property and it's hard from the plans and the photo set to get an idea how much higher the property is than to the neighbour. Whatever he's going to put there, he's always going to be overlooking the neighbour. There was an existing previous decking there, which he said was in a poor state of repair, and he has raised up a little bit, but he's done a very nice job with it. But, and like I said, even if he lowered it by 5 metres, he would still be overlooking his neighbour, so there's that much of a drop to the next property. I think he's taken advice from East Devon to put a screen up there,
a trellis,
because at the moment he's got something just with peas on it, it's not very good, but he's taken advice and I believe he's planning to do that. If he follows the advice given to him by the planning officer from East Devon, I would recommend approval.
Okay.
Did I hear it say that it didn't comply with the height, because 1.75 metres is 6 foot, and I'm not sure that is complying.
Well, it's rear guarding, it's not so critical, is it?
I think it's, is it the drop away of the house next door?
So here's the back of his house, and then it's you really have to go there to grasp that massive drop. It's almost like an entire story.
Yeah.
I would say, but whatever is going to be there, the next door neighbour is always going to bang it and say he's overlooking my cat. See any other way out of that, really?
Yeah, and other locations.
Yeah, he's done a nice job with it. I've got to say that. I think it's maybe just a bit, maybe the neighbour's getting a bit twitchy about it. Like I said, before the zoo bus meets them and puts up a better screen there,
Can I make an additional comment? Is that okay?
What, to do with this particular one?
Yeah, I'm actually the neighbour that's sort of made the objection.
Unfortunately, I should have spoken at the beginning.
Okay, well, I just wanted to clarify that something has been said, that I didn't want to make a statement.
I don't think we can allow it, because we've refused to have us.
Overlooking with the big problem there, I suppose if you put a vegetation there,
screen of trees or things, we couldn't object then, could we?
Well, there's nothing underneath other than...
But as it stands, he's not suggesting that, so as it stands, we would refuse it, presumably.
Yeah, I don't believe you could plant it from there, right, because there's a path goes around, so it would take ages for the trees to grow that high to even get up there to create
the
space.
The old dreaded sympathy.
Right, I've got a proposal for acceptance.
Second.
In your seconding. Councillor Cable. Would you have a vote for accepting? Are you abstaining?
Abstaining.
Or are you going for refusal?
I'm abstaining.
The next is 19/16424, Marple County Primary School, Moorfield Road. Construction of school building for children with social, stroke, emotional and health needs with associated car parking and landscaping. That's landscaping area.
Just that we've had one representation, there's an objection, they state the application is scant in information about purpose, opening times, and the capacity for the proposed building and the new service. Thank you.
Councillor Bailey.
Thank you, Chair. I fail to see why it's scant in its purpose. It clearly states here the purpose is for children with social, emotional and health needs. So that's quite clear to me what the purpose is. And I think that there is a need for this sort of facility. There's a similar facility for mothers and children just down the road on this site, at the back of Moorfield Road. It's a very large site, but I believe that the land is owned by Devon County, so there should be a problem there. And I propose acceptance of that.
Okay, yeah, I recommend, I've prepared something because I thought it would be quite controversial. I recommend refusal for this development on the grounds of zone development. The loss of green outdoor play space in our schools is not something I can support, especially at primary schools. Our secondary school is often quoted as being one of the biggest in Europe, and that, in my opinion, is nothing to be proud about. We must stop taking an economy of scale approach to education, cramming in more buildings to take more pupils until there's barely a blade of grass left, just concrete and cartels. I think it's time we ask ourselves how much housing development we have allowed since the last time an area of land was designated to secondary education. Not just slapping on additional buildings, but real extra space. And now we want to do the same as primary schools. Just keep adding more buildings. It's got to stop. In my time as an expert town councillor, there's one thing I would like to achieve, which would be plant the seed and put some motion in the creation of a desperately needed new secondary school in this town. As the population grows, new primary schools too. Schools with trees and playing fields with real grass, not just fenced off pitches, made of plastic grass, but real grass and real mud. Giving the children the best start in life, giving them the best education we can, and safe, clean, green schools need to be recognised as a priority. And the solution of just putting more buildings on existing stock sites needs to stop. And that's why I recommend refusal.
Councillor
Woodley.
I completely accept what he's saying. It is quite a large site. There is quite a lot of green there. And as somebody who has worked in the field of the school, which is going to be built, it's not, in my mind, it's not building school after school after school. It's building a resource that a school and an area that it really, really needs. There's not a great deal of resources in Exmouth for children with those kind of kind of special needs of having to get bused to various places out, you know, out of East Devon, and to have that here on a site which is a large, it is a large green field, and yes, some of that will be lost. I just think it's a fantastic opportunity for Eccles to get something like that here. But
what's
the one thing?
Thank you, Chairman. Yeah, looking at this, and I've actually spoken to one of the members of staff up there, Ramsey, and he actually suggested that I would like to come and see it. I think the difficulty with this is that obviously we've got this agenda, and I've read a little bit about it, and I think the ratio to staff to special needs child is quite high. What I would be concerned about is the fact that we have a school here which is primary school, and I suppose I'll declare interest. I went to Marple Primary School in my youth, and I played on that very same field before we had the children's centre and before we've got plans to build this construction of a school building for children with special needs. So even if I think back to how I grew up and into that environment, and how the estate has seen additional houses built, and the catchment of school children grows bigger and bigger in all the various primary schools. Now, the question I would have asked is, I really don't feel I've got enough information about this in terms of, is it Devon County Council building facility for a wider aspect of children with special needs, or is this specific to Marple Primary School? Now, unless you can give me that information here, I would be more inclined to sort of say, can we not defer this, and can we not actually go and visit it and get some more information about this?
It is for the catchment of Exmouth and surrounding villages.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, once again, you know, if parents are bringing them in, or they're bringing in additional staff, have they got capacity for staff parking and so on and so forth? We know the parking issues up on the Moorfield Road estate. It just grows and grows and grows in a built-up area, and I'm inclined to, from what I've heard from my fellow councillors, it's almost like one foot's in one camp and one foot's in the other side. So, you know, I'm a bit...
Where's parking?
Bit split on this, because I feel that we need some more information, and that's my viewpoint. Can we not defer to get a site visit, perhaps have a greater feel of what's actually going to be done, rather than just reading some notes and looking at some drawings?
Yeah, because I mean, most of these primary schools are in sort of wider academies now, and presumably all the other schools in that group would have a special centre, presumably, for children with special needs. And the school itself must provide for special needs, mustn't it? So I think there is still a good amount of green space. I think that argument cannot be completely sustained. What worries me is that there seems to be an enormous need for special needs children up and down the country. You wonder what's going on socially, don't you? But I think, as Fred said, we're not sure if it's for that particular school, or is it for that, all the schools in that particular academy? I don't know. We haven't got enough sufficient information, really.
Want to defer it to the next meeting? Target those as second, you want to defer it to the next meeting so councillors can investigate it more.
Would you like to defer it to the next?
Oh, can
you want
well, the front, I think it's before.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. May I say that Sue has just given us the information on the catchment area, which is for the locality of Exmouth, probably budding, we don't know. Well, I think this, if we turn this down, we are doing a disservice to the public of Exmouth and their children. I think this is essential. We've heard from Joe, who works in this field, it's essential that we do this. And there's obviously a demand, and there's plenty of room left there after the buildings, but it's a huge site. And it's right next door to the mother and child unit, which is ideal. So there's they can liaise together and they can help each other. And I think it's it'd be an absolute disgrace if we turn it down. That's my opinion. Thank you very much.
Okay, I've heard to the arguments for and against. One of the arguments against being the loss of green space. I'd like to know how much green space has been retained before being able to make a judgment on that. I don't feel we know enough about the nature of these children that the unit is being built for. Would there possibly be a conflict between children with a high level of need and the children in the adjoining school?
Shall I?
Yeah.
Probably not, no. I mean, a lot of these children will be children that used to be educated in a mainstream school and for whatever reason can't be now. The fact that they're on the same site but separated in some ways is probably actually quite useful because it means that they can, you know, there can be integration and things like that. And the fact that I don't think there's any conflict there at all.
Right. We've got one proposal for acceptance, one proposal for refusal, and another one for deferring.
Well, Frank proposed refusal, didn't
he? Yeah. Frank, Councillor Parish, you voted for refusal.
Yeah.
Is that still standing?
Yes.
All those
for those seconds.
Yeah, for second then. I was just concerned.
Have we second there for refusal?
No.
So that's
right. In vain.
The proposal. Approval.
Yeah. The proposal for next one would be proposal for acceptance. And second now. We vote for the acceptance one.
Yeah.
All those
in favour?
In favour?
Perhaps an abstention?
Any abstentions?
No, I'm not opposed to defer.
You propose a referral, however, acceptance is got it. There are six.
Good.
Right, so that leaves us. No. I was just going to say that leaves us with Oliver Bainbridge, who was going to come. Speak to us.
But we still can discuss this.
No, he was coming to do a representation because we refused
for a representation if that's impossible.
Do we know exactly where it's going to be?
Yeah.
No, this is what he was going to come in and
say.
We do.
Yeah,
yeah,
but he's
going to see
Rebecca's
side.
Yeah.
What if we just go and see Rebecca's side?
Right. Well, we'll have to defer it since he's not available. Okay. Planning decisions by East Devon District Council.
Oh,
we've got them all right.
Things are looking up.
Or they have.
Yeah, I suppose.
Shall we close the meeting?